Another day, another podcast. Hi, my name is Samreen and welcome. If you're new here, don't forget to hit the follow button. And if you're back, welcome back. Aap hi ka intezaar tha. Ye bas kal hi ki baat thi that I was literally ranting to one of my seniors ki yaar, अभी मेरी यूनिवर्सिटी लाइफ शुरू हो रही है, इतनी बकवास गई मेरी हाई स्कूल की लाइफ, अब मेरी यूनिवर्सिटी में क्या होगा. एंड 3 years लेटर हियर आई एम सिटिंग एंड रिकॉर्डिंग बिकॉज इट्स ऑलमोस्ट ओवर. गेस आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट माई यूनिवर्सिटी लाइफ. इट्स ऑलमोस्ट कमिंग टू एन एंड. आई कैन नॉट बिलीव कि 3 साल ऐसे निकल गए. ओ माई गॉड. एंड इट्स नॉट जस्ट अबाउट द टाइम, इट्स अबाउट द पर्सन आई हैव बिकम इन दीज 3 years. I still remember I was that stupid, crazy-minded freak who didn't know if she could fit into university culture to some Reen Khemani that people know as an aspiring filmmaker and a hard hustler. This journey has been crazy. I cannot even tell you. But this journey has been the best 3 years of my life. Why am I making this podcast, you ask me? It's because I know that a lot of you are in university and a lot of you are going to enter university. So here I am, you know, unfortunately because of this pandemic, last semester is going to be indoors, but wow, what a journey this has been. So I'll take you through a little bit of my khatti meethi yaadein from my university in the past 3 years. The first year was very unique because it was a new experience. I was no longer wearing uniform. I was no longer carrying books. I was carrying my laptop and... I was carrying my phone to classes. We could attend any classes we like and not attend any classes we did not like. So it was such a liberating experience. I finally felt like, oh my God, I've become a responsible adult. I also had a group of friends which was so wonderful. We went out, we enjoyed. And this was the first time I was experiencing, you know, going out as a university student, studying in a co-ed university after studying 12 years in, you know, an all-girls school. This was such a surreal experience. But with highs also came lows. The group of friends that I was with did not work out. But alhamdulillah, there are some of them who are still my really good friends and I'm really thankful for them. So if you're listening, you know who you are and thank you. Then came second year. I am a media student, but my interest is in film. And this is where I kind of slowly started to detach myself from my course, which made me a little unhappy. But because of the fact that my group of friends was breaking apart and I needed something to keep myself busy, I decided to step out of my university comfort zone and experience life outside, which eventually led me to do some big internships in some really big companies and get my first part-time job ever. Yep, I had my first part-time job when I was 18. And that, I think, is really an achievement because I was balancing university, I was balancing internships, and at the same time, I was also doing a part-time job, which was so much fun because I made some wonderful friends. And one friend that I'd really like to mention in this podcast is Sonali. She was my manager where I was working as a saleswoman, and she is still my best friend, my companion, and my second mom. So Sonali, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for everything, and I owe you my life. My life after I started working changed completely. From Zamreen who had zero self-esteem and who didn't know that she could make a single friend, people in university started to get to know me. I was one of the hard hustlers of my batch, and I just felt on the top of the world. But that was not just the end, you know. In this whole journey of university, I faced 2 heartbreaks. And that broke me forever. But it was these points in my life where I actually realized that I was not a media student, but I was made for films. Because I wanted to kind of keep myself distracted from these negative experiences, and there were competitions going on. So I decided ki, you know, let's just go for it. And the adrenaline rush that it gave me was so phenomenal. And that is when I knew that, you know, this is what I want to do with my life. So 24th of October 2019, I founded Khemani Productions. A dream that I did not know was there in my heart, but now it's a reality. I've produced films for my university and now I'm on my way to producing films on my own. Who knew 6 years back that this Avreen who hated arts is now an aspiring filmmaker? This is what these 3 years of university has done to me. I've faced massive failures and I continue to face them on a regular basis. But it is these failures that have defined my way and ongoing struggles and journey. It is these 3 years that made me realize that I may or may not have been talented. I may or may not have been beautiful. But what I have is a strong work ethic, passion, and hard work that's made me reach new heights every single day. From somebody who thought she'd never have friends, I have made a following. People watch my work and people appreciate the content I put out there. I couldn't have imagined these things happening to me. And the best part about my university life was sitting at Tim Hortons. Those Tim Hortons people actually knew me. And the secret is that the company that I was working for offered me discount at Tim Hortons. So, you know, I had pretty much all my food from there. And I think this is one thing that I'm definitely going to miss about my university, the Tim Hortons cafe. Moving forward, I don't know what my life has for me for sure, but I know for a fact that I am thankful for every experience and everything that worked out that didn't work out in this journey. It's not about the journey that I've had with myself, it's also about the relationships I've made, whether it's in university, whether it's outside university. There are so many people in my life that I have right now have been a result of the things that haven't worked out. Because I was so passionate about wanting to go out and do things, I have gone beyond my university experiences and made some amazing friends. I also have so many people in my life from my university who have been there for me no matter what. Before I began university, I have heard about things like toxic friends, people who, you know, will put you down. And yes, I have experienced those. But the amount of people that have created a positive impact in my life was so much more that's helped me mold into a better person I am today. So in this podcast, I just don't want to thank myself, but I also want to thank all of those people who have come into my life and created a big blessing. To all those my university friends, my classmates, who have been a wonderful support and who really, 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 you know, made every day a good day to look forward to. We've had differences, we've had group fights, you know, I've had so many group fights, I've had so many experiences where I was like, you know what, screw this shit, I don't like university anymore. There have been so many days I sat alone. But those days also are a part of my memory now, because when I look back, I was like, wow, those were the days. It's all coming to an end now and I'm so sad. But I'm so thankful that what I'm going to take from here are the lessons that have made me wiser and the friends that I want to cherish forever. There's so many of my classmates I used to work in group projects with. So many classmates, so many of my juniors, so many of my seniors that I've worked with in projects in university, projects outside university. And I've made some amazing relationships that I want to cherish forever. I'm so thankful to each and every one of you. I'm so thankful that you guys are a part of my life. This experience might have been a very bittersweet one. This experience is the experience that I want to cherish forever. Because from now, all of our lives are going to change. Before I end this podcast, there are only a few things that I'd like to tell you about university. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. You're going to dread the assignments. You're going to dread group projects. You're going to dread going and traveling in public transport all the time if you don't have a car. But it's going to really change you into a person that you will probably not recognize sometime from now. And that is what exactly has happened with me. When I started university, I had no idea I'm going to be here. Like literally no idea. But here I am. And every day is a new day for me. I am going to miss my university. I'm going to miss my university life. It was very overwhelming. It was some days was so stressful. Some days I wanted to quit. And some days I really, really wanted to just blow up my entire university. But looking back, those days that put me down were the days who made me into a person I am today. So trust the process. Trust the fact that these things are going to make you into a better person. And most importantly, never say no to an experience. Whether it's inside university, whether it's outside university, never say no. It is the inability to say no has what has given me so much of things to remember. And most of all, enjoy. I know it's going to be hard amidst of the pressure and now that we have the pandemic going on, but these are the days I'll never come back. And I hope that whoever is going to go to university, I hope you have a great time. I really hope that you have a great experience, and I know you will. With this, I'm going to end today's podcast. University is coming to an end for sure. Let's see what life has for all of us moving forward. And I really hope that this situation curbs down. But until then, you know, stay home, stay safe, and be happy. I'll see you in my next podcast. Until then, khush raho, haste raho, and bye.